Psalm 139, verse 16. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Close your eyes, beloved. Lie back and relax. Breathe in the presence of God. Exhale the breath of life. Come with me on a journey into the realm of the spirit. We're headed back through time, the time before the worlds began, the time when you were just a glimmer in the eye of the Father. You're his dream, and he's thinking about you. Come into the Father's study. Big leather furniture, a huge library, walls and walls filled with books. The Father is at his desk. It's one of those mahogany desks. Just smells so majestic. He's writing in his book. The books that line the shelves must be other books that he's written, just like this one that he's writing in now. They're beautiful, leather-bound books. Each one has a name on the front and a date. It's the birth date of the person's name that's on the book. And you realize the book that's on the Father's desk that he's pondering over and then writing in and then pondering some more and then writing again. This is your book. This is the book about your life that was written by your Father and contains every moment of your life. Then the scene switches, and now you're all alone in the Father's study. You decide to get a closer look. You walk in and go around to the other side of the Father's desk. You're overwhelmed by how big and majestic it is. And you sit down in his chair. Wow, this is the Father's dreaming chair. This is where he dreams about all of his kids, where he writes his dreams for their life. You're overwhelmed by the sheer thought of it for a moment. And then you can't wait another moment. You take the book and you hold it in your hands. it's really heavy, you think. And you trace your finger along the engraved name, your name, that's on the front of the cover. And when you touch your name, and you touch the book, something supernatural happens. You feel an overwhelming sense of the love of the Father. And you sense that somehow you can enter into this book if you so desire. You know that this book is supernatural and that you can travel through time and through the different scenes of this book just because you're holding it. You take your hand off for a moment and you think, this is such a sacred moment, and this book, it holds my future. Is it really a good idea for me to read it? You think, well, maybe I'll just look at a few of the pages. So you open it up to the title page, and it says, The Grand Adventures of My Beloved Child, and then your name. The Grand Adventures sounds really interesting. You flip the page and you notice the table of contents and how every chapter describes different seasons of your life. The very first chapter says, My beloved is here! Exclamation point. You decide maybe I'll just take a peek at that chapter. So you open up the book to chapter 1, and it's the story of your birth. But it's not an earthly perspective of your birth. It's a heavenly perspective of your birth. It says that angels filled the room when you were born, that they were so excited to meet the one that they'd heard so much about. And the Father himself, and even Jesus, and of course the Holy Spirit, were present on the day that you were born. They were rejoicing, high-fiving each other, and so excited about who you are. And the Father, he was celebrating the most. It seems that you were his idea, and he's beside himself at beholding the reality of what he dreamed in the flesh. You wipe a tear from your eye, and you just brush your hand along the page of this book. You want to bask in this moment for a moment. You've never felt this wanted or accepted or loved. It's hitting you, the full revelation that you're God's dream. You're his idea. And he's overjoyed. He's full of joy over you. You decide you'll go back to the table of contents and just take one more peek. This book is such a holy book. It seems it'll take an eternity to absorb all of the revelation that's contained in it. When you get back to the table of contents, you notice a chapter called "The Glory of the Father Revealed in My Beloved Child." And you recognize this is December 2015. This is the chapter that you're currently living in. And you can't help but take a quick peek. You open to page one and begin to read. "In this season of my child's life, the glory, my glory, that I planted within them will begin to be seen like never before, because they are going to discover who I really created them to be, and they're going to experience such a level of freedom to be themselves that my glory is going to burst forth like the first light of dawn." You close your eyes and you just let those words sink in. This is what the Father is doing right now in my life, you think. Oh, how glorious that He is revealing His glory in me. And I'm free to be me. Wow. This is God's dream. You hear footsteps coming down the hall. You hurriedly shut the book, put it back on the desk, and scurry over to the leather sofa. An angel has appeared at the door of the Father's study. He says, "Come with me, child. There is much more to see here in the Father's house. Remember, you were born from above so that you would be home here. Let's go explore. Come with me. Here's the key to every door. Nothing is hidden. It all belongs to you." So you rise and you follow the angel and you think to yourself, I wonder if this heavenly vision is in my book. And the angel turns to you and says, "Oh, dearly beloved, everything about your life is in that book. All of your hopes, all of your dreams, everything about you. The Father knows even the number of hairs on your head. So yes, it's there. Come on, let's